Are you tired of Siri and Google Home not giving you their honest opinions? Well, you need the all-new electronic device that helps you with your everyday needs. Alexis. Alexis keeps it real and doesn't hold back. Like when your dumbass asks her to order another case of that bougie expensive skin cream. She'll reply, "Now, you know you just ordered one last week. Cancel cart." Or when you're trying to crank the heat up to 75. She'll say, "No, because that bill gonna go up. We'll keep it at 68. Make your home 100% real, all the time. Alexis, the real-ass robot. Order one for your loved ones this Christmas. Yo, what's up, man? It's your co-host, Joel Boyd. Welcome to High Power Podcast. If you've never been here before, we are a mystical podcast, if you will, spiritual, hosted by myself and comedian and musician Ralph Laguerre. We're here on a quest to find the higher lifestyle, you know what I mean? And today's no different. We actually don't have a guest. This is one of our first times trying a new format, but we did something a little special for y'all with a little Christmas episode. So we got this coming out today, and then next week we're actually going to do a New Year's episode. And we took to Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. We gathered all the comments from people who submitted topics for both Christmas and New Year's. So yeah, thank you guys so much, man, for rocking with the show. We're going to continue to grow. We got new episodes coming out in the new year. Lots of great interviews coming out. All the new ones will be out to you very, very soon on Sundays. So thanks for your continued support and listening. Yeah, man. So this is just me and Ralph, tackling the great topic of Christmas Day, Christmas season. What does it mean? I don't know. I want a gingerbread cookie. I want the old school ones. You guys remember those really kind of shitty ones like Little Debbie used to make? Those were the best, man. It's the little things. But today, yeah, man, we got me and Ralph discussing all things Christmas and holiday, and we got some great comments and questions from some fans, so we're going to get into that right after a commercial break. But for now, let's get into it. Welcome to High Power. When I wake up in the morning, what's the first thing I do? I grab a cup of coffee. But you know, it's like I want to immediately contribute to the world in a positive way. So how do I do that? You know what I do? I buy my coffee from California Coffee Company. I mean, it's a no-brainer. They're a black-owned, culturally connected coffee and lifestyle brand. Their products taste amazing. It's freshly ground, roasted coffee. They have all types of flavors that are just exactly what you need in the morning. They are young. They are doing it. They're reclaiming the culture through coffee, through teaching everybody that follows their movement about culture, class, and confidence, and truly, they are letting people know where the true origins of coffee came from. Did you know that the coffee bean originates from Ethiopia? Did you know that? Enslaved black folks established the coffee industry in South and Central America. But when people think of coffee, they don't really think about black folks, you know, and its origins, but they are here to change that. You guys are out there and you're drinking your coffee every day. I'm telling you where you got to go. You got to go to CaliCoffee.co. That's CaliCoffee.co, the California Coffee Company. And you're going to use our discount code PowerPod for 15% off your coffee purchase. They ship nationwide and you can get your coffee and maybe some of their apparel at CaliCoffee.co. You can follow them on Instagram at the Cali Coffee, and they are going to hook you up and let you know that tasting is believing. They're telling a new story about people of color through the world's most beloved beverage. That's California Coffee Company. Go ahead, type in your code at CaliCoffee.co. California Coffee Company.
Let me put this down. I know it's holiday season. Ho, ho, ho. I'm acting like a chimney. Oh.
Okay, so I know we're doing this. This is a special time, special episode. I feel like so much is going on in the world. At least when we have when we're recording this episode for y'all listening. But yeah, where is your head at going into this holiday season?
Holiday season. What it means to me this holiday season, I'd probably say like I was crazy. I'm looking at these like little microphones I bought, and I was like, should I do like the end of the year, what I've been through type like documentary for me. But I would say I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm doing it local this year. Like when I say local, I'm just staying home, plan on being cozy, like hella sweats, hella movies. I'm like groceries are expensive, but I want to like cook something, you know, like a
Yeah, you
comfort
gotta
food.
get in the kitchen, bro. Yeah.
So I usually do like a lasagna or a chicken pot pie or a shepherd's pie, like something
Yeah, heavy.
heavy. Like I
Yeah.
don't want to go nowhere. Like, you know what I mean? I'm chilling. I'm watching movies. I've been already watching the Almost Christmas, Unexpected Christmas, the new one that came out.
Yeah.
And last, was it this Christmas? You know, it's all the Christmases I'm watching.
Yeah.
Like the black ones first, and even black movies that aren't even Christmas related, but it just gives me a comfort feeling. And then watching Shakespeare, like watching, getting into that Shakespeare world, like Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh.
I was watching that play, because I want to learn Shakespeare, so I want to challenge myself. Like I have a month break
From the acting
from
class?
acting class, so I was just like, let me like get into to be or not to be, like, you know, like, and just like really break down that speech, you know. And I found out Denzel's in a 1993 Much Ado About Nothing Shakespeare
Yeah.
play, so I was like, all right, let me just dive in and see what this is. Cooling it, man. Just like talking, probably gonna FaceTime people, and
Yeah.
that's it.
I think I've realized how important this time is to just like really recoup and like reflect. You know, like I caught up with my big sister. I don't talk to my big sister that much. My big sister lives in St. Louis. And we just talked for like an hour and some change yesterday. But it was just catching up. Like it was just not talking about nothing. Like just being like, how you doing? Like what's going on in St. Louis? I was like, oh yo, it's about to snow here in New York. Like, yeah, it's wild living here, blah, blah, blah. And just talking about life. But yeah, man, I'm fiance's coming to town next weekend.
Oh shit! Wait, I thought she came to town already.
Nah,
She's
she'll be
coming.
here. Yeah, it'll be both of our first like Christmas, New Year in New York City, man. So we're not gonna do all the touristy stuff, but we're gonna hit Rockefeller Center, you know what I mean? Do the ice skating, hot cocoa, John.
Oh, John, that's what he's
Yeah,
saying now.
no.
Oh no, he's over
I'm
there.
East Coast.
Yo, hey,
Philly, it's a little
exactly.
Philly vibe, you know.
Yeah, I hear
I was literally listening to The Roots this morning. That's funny.
you. Oh, nice.
But yeah, we're gonna do that. Probably go see something on Broadway. Yeah, we got like a little Airbnb for the holiday. Like we probably gonna do some cooking, you know, some movies, man, make some cookies and all of that. So yeah.
Airbnb for the holidays sounds nice. Hey. That boy's about to have the romantic comedy in New York City,
Right?
bro.
I wish we couldn't find an Airbnb with a fireplace. That's the only part.
You got to go to upstate New York for that one.
Right. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I didn't know this growing into adulthood because like Christmas was always about, it was kind of about gifts as a kid, but when you grow up in church, it's about Jesus. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
in church, yeah, for
And
sure.
church and the songs, you always got the praise dance, you always got Luther Vandross, O Come All Ye Faithful, that whole album. But as I've grown into an adult, I'm like, I actually like this stupid, warm, like cozy feeling. Like I used to associate it, I think in my mid-20s, I associated it with like the capitalistic pressure of like buying gifts. Like as soon as November 1st even hits, it's like Mariah Carey's on and you gotta buy 30 people some gifts, you know? And then as I've gotten older though, I'm like, oh, I enjoy the slowness of like, yeah, man, we're not doing it. We're wearing sweaters. We're watching Macaulay Culkin and calling everybody you love and like.
It's the older you get, the more you want is just like a comfort time to just like breathe and you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
gift giving, I mean, I guess it's always cool, like, but I never felt pressured. Like, yeah, I feel like I get a Christmas tree. I do it. Like, I get into the corniness. And now when
Yeah.
I say corniness, the warmth of Christmas, like the childlike
Yeah.
like mind.
Yeah, I think it's just love, man. That's really what I think it is, because it's this time of like self-love and then loving on the people that are around you, like the ones that you, I think the people that you keep finding in your life over the years. As I'm getting older, I'm just like, all right, man. Life isn't, it's all about the check-in.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm like, it's all about, just call the motherfucker and see how they're doing. And really, that's it. That's it.
That's really what it is. And yeah, and it's doing the check-ins from miles away, people you haven't like talked to. It's okay. Like, it's okay to check in on Christmas, like, and don't go on the gram that day. Just talk to your family and then go on the gram later that day.
All right, let's get to some of these topics. I think we have way more Christmas ones from you guys. So we went online, everybody who's listening, and we asked some of our fans to just throw us suggestions of topics that they want to dissect. This is from the great Maya Crier, a frequent collaborator of ours, who's a fan of the show. She says, if someone touches my hair at the Christmas party, what do I do? My initial thought was, at that point, I'm just accidentally coughing on people, right? Like you get too close. My bad.
People really be on. I've had some experiences now that I've at weddings, elderly lady touched my hair.
And did they ask?
No, it wasn't an ask, it was like a compliment grab. You know what I mean? So what do you do? It depends on the situation. If it's at a corporate event party and it's the initial party, you'd be like, you got to do that move. Like, you know what I mean? You got to do
The
that, like,
SWAT, yeah, it's like the fly
yeah, that's
SWAT.
why. Like, whoa, what are you doing? Like, and so it puts them, you revert the energy back to them, like, oh, that, I didn't know that was, oh. And
Yeah.
so that's what you do.
It's almost like a sensei move. It's a very like small karate
Just like, whoa.
divert. But then you gotta almost be ready. You know what's messed up about that is then your hands gotta be free a little bit. You gotta
Oh,
the hot cocoa gotta be half empty, 'cause you gonna spill it if you get your fly swat on.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So, yeah, I didn't think about the hand holding scenario. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Or
So
you.
yeah, if you got nice hair, if you a person of color,
You gotta like.
you got nice hair, you know they gonna wanna touch it. You gotta get your hot cocoa, drink half, and then I think you'll be straight.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Drink half. If you know that person's coming, just be prepared to put it down. Like, you know, like, well, you don't
Yeah.
know. Like, it depends on what holiday party you're at. You know, if they're getting all like still corporate America, you're like, all right, chill out, chill out.
Yeah.
But like, you could just hey, you know. You bring out the whitest of the hey. We don't do that. But if
Yeah.
it's like at the second party where everyone's like, oh, we should get a drink after or goes out after, you're like, all right, no, don't do that. Like, you got to tell them there because you're already at this point, you're comfortable, you went out
Yeah.
and just be like, hey, you can't do that. Got to correct them. You can't, there's no time for passive aggressiveness at a holiday party.
Yeah.
You'll be thinking about it at home with your family. Everyone's cracking a joke, and you can't really fully laugh because you're still thinking about that person that touched your hair.
Bro. Yeah, but that is funny to me, like that people still don't know you like shouldn't. I
Wow.
feel like they know better. I feel like they know better.
I don't think they do. Like, I think privilege goes pretty. I think some people aren't aware of their privilege. Like, I think some people go through a lot of life until you tell them, this is your boundary, this is not yours. And even then, they'll go, what do you mean? Everything's mine. You know what I mean? Like, they, yeah, I don't think it
You know what?
surprises me.
I'll say this. I would let them touch my hair if that was like the like Secret Santa gift. Like, hey, I didn't get you anything, but I know you wanted to do this all year. So go ahead. You got three questions and you can put your hands all up in it. Jeez. Let's go. Yo, dead ass. Yo. It's a
Yeah.
gift to touch my hair. It's a gift. So I would do that as my Secret Santa.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, okay, you guys, you got some strategies there. This next one comes from LB. Shout out on Instagram. We love you, bro. He says, this is a good one. This is great. He says, Christmas topic. Do you tell your kids Santa isn't real, or do you play along because everyone else is too? Oof. Oof.
I saw that comment and I was like, here's the example that I don't know the extremities of Santa, but I know that elf on the shelf thing, like kids are playing that, right? They really think
Yeah.
that elf is. So, do you play along? Yes, you have to play along with the kids, man. You have to play along. Don't be like, oh, I gotta show you that I work hard for the gifts. Like, come on, man. I don't remember a time did I ever believe in sin. Like maybe, like I feel like I was. It was just I didn't. That was not a real thing, bro. Like I saw the people bringing in gifts, so it was like it didn't really dawn on me. But if the kid believes like in Santa, all right, I'll give you until at least 8, 9.
I feel like that's rough. These days, I don't think it's gonna last past six.
But the elf on the shelf kind of lasts, right?
I don't even know. What is that? What's that game?
So it's like elf on the shelf is this elf is like placed in random areas leaving notes about like Christmas, I think. Like, I mean, so my little niece is playing it right now. And all of a sudden, like, my cousin was talking about it, like my adult cousin, and he was talking about it, like, and he's talking to his daughter, like, yeah. And what did the elf say? Da, da, da. And my sister, unaware of the like the realness of the elf, was like, "Oh, you guys should leave a note in French since she's in French." And my cousin was like, "Yeah, the elf should do that." He's like, "Yeah, that would be cool if you just like." And he's like, "Yo, drop the subject. Let's change it. Like, yo, it's
Yeah.
like because you're like, oh, you're about to ruin this like
Ooh.
life right now. Like, don't ruin it out of spite. Like, if you're gonna
Yeah.
like, you know what I mean?"
Yeah. I feel like that's another one where I would do this. I would do a similar move to the hair swat. Like I would flip it on the kid. Like they'll be like, "Is Santa coming?" And I'll be like, "What do you think?" You think he's coming? And if they say yeah, I'll be like, well then let's see. And then I'm gonna hug the wall though, because I don't think my parents was on that. They wasn't even like I kind of had some skepticism, but my parents never, it was never like any gifts from Santa under the tree. It was like, these gifts are from mom and dad, and the holiday is about celebrating Jesus's life and birth, right? And I did, but I had cousins, like little cousins, who their parents were like, they took them to see that little old white Santa at the mall. Like, they really did that. And so I had to be like, I had to shut my mouth around them or at school. But yeah, I think if your kid, if they want that magic, if they, believe that some reindeer could land on the roof and they want to make you spend an extra $6 on a bag of carrots, hey man, don't kill it, right?
I mean, as an adult, I'm like watching these movies. I mean, they're really explaining how Santa can do it in a day through technology advance. I was like, you know what?
Maybe Santa does exist in a different, in a different kind of, I don't know. Don't ruin the magic. Miracles
Yeah.
happen all the time,
That's
man.
true. That's true. Magic is real. I'm not gonna lie about that. I think magic is real. Let me say that. I think magic is real. I think the more you believe in something, I think faith is real. I think there's too much proof of like metaphysical miracles on a daily, hourly basis that humans still can't explain on a lot of stuff, like on a lot of stuff. Like you can count that all day on the miracles happening on Earth. Is Santa one of them? Who's to say? Who's to say? We don't know. I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm like, I won't knock it.
Okay, this one is wild. All right, this one's from Yeah Aaron on Instagram. Fan of the show, we appreciate you. He says, he says, when do you tell your homegirl that you hooked up with that guy she's been talking to, before or after the white elephant gift exchange? this is hilarious. I think no matter your gender or no matter your sexual orientation, if you sleep with somebody that your friend was trying to holla at, it depends. But damn, so he's a guy, so he kind of knows that I guess the dude is whatever you want to call it, sexually open or it swings that way or whatever. But I guess she don't know. Do you tell her after or before the white elephant? See, this is my whole thing. Maybe this is the Libra in me. I'm always trying to get you to where you need to be without pushing you. Like I'll arrange a set of situ like a set of circumstances that let you see the truth without, you know what I mean? Without walking straight up to you and be like, hey, this man eats ass. Like I don't know if you need like to walk straight up and like break that. But some people are more direct than me. But I won't hide nothing. I'll be like, maybe, yeah, I'll figure out a way to like, you know.
I will say the white elephant gift exchange, the whatever that budget is, just bump it up $10 just to give her a little comfort, and then just give her the truth. I feel like a true friend should be like, yo, I did, hey, listen. Hey, and it gives her a clear understanding, like, yo, thank you for telling me that. She gives you a warm hug. Hopefully that's it. I don't know how long they've been talking, because sheesh, if it's like they've been talking for a minute, I'd be like,
Yeah.
is it your ministry to withhold this information?
Yeah, it depends when, like, what's the order of events? Like, did you get a taste a year and a half ago? And then now she's stepping in there, or your friend is stepping in there now? Because that's like, well, I didn't have really anything to do with that, but you know.
Yeah, what if it's his past life? Maybe he's like, ah, that was the old me.
Oh,
You know what I mean? I've been wronged. You know,
man.
I don't know. That's a.
Well, so you're
Hey,
right,
you
though.
know what? Do it for the plot. I sorry. Sorry, I was do it for the plot. You know, after watching all these like Christmas movies as a formula, you gotta get messy. You gotta say it. And then it therefore it strengths and you have like the strong monologue, like, I know, girl, I know. Yeah, and then it's just like, but I was here for you, but why'd you tell me? Like you need that dramatic, like boom.
That's
Like
true.
do it for the plot. Yes. You tell her before the gift. You just hit her with that blow.
Well, wait, before the
Yeah,
gift exchange?
before the gift exchange. So it's just like she that gift, I mean, it better be good. It better be a good white gift exchange. If not, because all white gift exchanges, you never know. What if the gift sucks and then you
Yeah.
get bad information? So it's just like either way, you're gonna have
It's messed up
do
either
it
way.
before. Do it before.
Damn.
Do it for the plot.
I feel like, well, I don't know if I can handle like letting my friend know some information like that and then expecting them to be cool for the next 40 minutes while we're passing out these gifts. Like, what if they face is like everybody's like, "Hey, Rose, what's wrong?" And she's got to be like, "Nothing. Merry Christmas," you know, like.
So you wanted to go home and just think about it with the gift in the car and like, no, you do it early, you hit them with the news early, bomb. So by the
Oof.
time they're like, you know what? After the gift exchange, I'm gonna just take a mental health break. I just found out some information. You get to go home. Like,
That's
you don't
what I'm
wanna.
saying. I would give it to them. I would let them, oh Lord, I would let them enjoy. It's me personally. I would let them enjoy the day. It's a white gift exchange, blah, blah, blah. We're gonna have some fun. Woo-woo. At the end, we going home. If especially if she brings up or if your friend brings him up. Like, oh, I'm about to talk to Tony. He called me earlier. I'll be like, listen, like, I'll catch her on the way to the car and be like, hey, before you call Tony.
You're delaying your time, brother.
You think I'm delaying?
Yeah, because
Oh.
now you're gonna sit in the parking lot and just have this conversation,
Oh, no,
right?
you're right. Yeah, you're right.
And you want to go home unless
Yeah.
you want to get messy. But it's just like you hit the bomb, like you want everyone in the office, like ooh, you finally told her, because everyone in the office knows too. You know what I mean? It's not like you'd be like, ooh, you finally told her? Like, let's watch, like. Elephant gifts and everything, and like, bro, she'll be able to cancel plans early if she had to meet this guy. Like, yo, what is this? Christmas, they're both saving each other emotional, like, turmoil. Like, come on, you do it early so the things are, be brave about it, man. If you do it while she's like having a happy moment, like, I always think about like, because corporate, there's a lot of corporate parties coming up,
Absolutely.
like restaurants, and like they come out. Like, imagine you're doing a gift exchange at a restaurant, and then someone just like, before you get to that restaurant, before you pull her aside, be like, hey, this is gonna ruin your meal. Like, I don't even want to say it after, because you'll be in this situation where we can't really talk. You'll be thinking I'm really, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this happened. What? What do you say?
Oh, damn, drama.
I love it. I'm here for all of it.
Whatever happens, whoever, you know, if this is happening to somebody out there, definitely write this down and film it. And that is a Tyler Perry script waiting. And or just, you know, a good old Tubi holiday movie that we need to see. And I pray everybody wears protection. Next one, I believe this is our final one for Christmas. Okay, this one says, say you do like a Secret Santa gift exchange. Y'all sitting around opening gifts, and the person you gifted obviously doesn't know it's you because it's Secret Santa, but they open a gift and they don't seem to like it. Is it time to cut up or don't trip?
Oh man, I've seen it before. Like, when someone just gets a gift, like, what the heck? $20 to American Eagle? Like, I don't even go to the mall. Like, very upset. Like,
It's hard to keep a straight face though. If you gave the gift and then you thought it was cool, well, okay, that's different. If you thought it was cool and you brought it and you really looking like, okay, somebody's gonna open my thing, but it also
I feel
depends.
like that happened to me last year, dog. Like, I got somebody I didn't really know in Secret Santa. And I gave her the gift, and she was like, all right, cool. I was like, all right. And I didn't care. You know what I mean? It depends. If it's someone you like, you're like, damn. And then you start acting like, it's it. You can't cut up, though. You can't cut up, because that's your fault. Because you knew the gift wasn't good. So now you want to act like, you know what I mean?
But what if you thought it was good?
If you thought it was good and
Yeah,
they don't like it.
because what if you thought, like, because they always put a cap on the gift amount, right? So sometimes everybody goes, yo, the cap is $40. But then sometimes somebody will literally break the cap, and they'll bring something crazy, like like tickets to some festival, or like a really rare,
like collectible, like one time I did a gift exchange at this production company I was working for, and somebody brought like a Grogu, you know, the baby Yoda,
Oh
like a
shit,
really rare collectible coffee mug set. And this was back when, like, what's the name of that show? I'm messing up.
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian was huge. It was the gift everybody wanted. So everybody was trading, like betraying each other, like, because it was still perfectly wrapped in this like collectible item box. And everybody was like, yo, I don't want this t-shirt. Give me the
Yo, yeah.
Give me baby Yoda. Like, we were all fighting for it. So you could have brought like a really dope, like, you know, dinner for two gift certificate to a steakhouse or something. But then it's like, you thought it was cool. And then everybody's like, you're like, dang, I can't even reveal that my gift was ass. But
Man.
maybe it depends how your personality is. Cause if you funny and you could sell, like, yo, somebody, y'all better take my steak dinner, or I'm taking it. Like, if you can make it, you know. If you can make it
Like,
funny,
take it
I'm like, just like, fuck y'all, I'm taking my steaks. Yeah, I might cut up. It depends.
you can't cut up. Like, damn, you don't like the gift? Damn, you ungrateful. Like, da-da-da-da. We all, I mean, we've been on both sides where you just get a gift, you're like, all right, then.
Yeah, you ever just turn immediately to the next gift?
Yo.
Like, I remember you open something, like, all right, cool. And then you just open. Move on to the next one. Boy.
Hell no.
That's how kids are, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kids. As an adult, you're like, thank you, move on, bro. Like, you know, it's the thought that counts when it comes to Secret Santa.
Yeah. That's acting class. Opening
That's why I'm
the
like, oh, I don't even like opening gifts in front of people. Like, open it now. You're like,
gift. Wow.
this is crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's like you know me, man. It's like you know me. All right, well, who else got anything? Like,
Like, oh yeah,
but
go.
yo, bro, like, there's one person that likes, I don't know if I just said that, but like somebody and they'll get them like an extravagant gift. Like, just like they'll be lucky they got them Secret Santa. They're like, oh, I got this person, I want to impress them. Yeah, and they'll
Yeah.
buy that gift. Like, and then everyone is like, damn, okay, I see you. Like, because nobody's happy for the person that got the nice gift. They're like, damn, I see you.
Yeah.
Okay, damn, what's that? Cartier bracelet? Damn, I
Yeah.
thought that budget was only $40. Yo, who's this Cartier? He's like, oh, it's something light. You know, it's something light. You know, like, Catherine always come to work. She's smelling good and shit. So, you know, just like, damn, Catherine, must be nice. Your husband like that Cartier bracelet? Yo.
That is true too. When you the one who brought the best gift, you just. It's the most smug, like, player look on your face. Like, they don't have to say nothing really for the whole hour. Everybody else be like, oh,
Yeah,
that
yeah,
boy. And
yeah,
you just sitting there licking your
yeah,
eyebrows,
yeah.
like,
You know, hey man, listen, God is good. I'm always blessed. You should be like straight like that. You know what I mean?
No,
Hey, I.
you start talking. God, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season, y'all.
Hey
You
man,
know.
what I always like to say, God is on my side, and it shows
Yeah.
today, man. God is on my side.
Hey man, you start saying like little player rhymes. Hey, you know, man, you got two right feet, you can't get left. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
All
Oh my gosh.
right, hopefully I think we solved everybody's problems this Christmas. Yeah. Any final words for people's holiday? What do you want to leave people with, Ralph LaGare?
I just want to leave them with just like, and just embrace the holidays, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, like the dramas are part of it, everything is part of it. But just remember to love each other, hug each other, check in with each other. You know, call that friend and try to do something traditional and something that's like beyond your comfort zone, maybe a little bit. That's it.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think just yeah, man, remembering what the season is really about, man. It's like a bunch of stuff. I think we all get distracted by all the stuff, the materials, and this is morbid, but it's true. Grief is real. Just having big members of your family that aren't there anymore, like my dad and my grandma passing a few years ago, like losing them reminds me that, like, oh, this is all really about the stories. You know, like, we all got that story of, like, you know, whenever Silent Night came on by the Temptations and grandma just start crying, like, oh, and she just wants all the little cousins to sing. How do little babies sing? Can they sing? And she, oh, and that's it. That shit is funny. Yeah, man, it's the stories, man. It's about the stories, bro. Like, sometimes, like you said, do it for the plot, do it for the story, man. Sometimes I just do some things in life because you're just like, man, hey, that was the time we did that, and it's a story, man.
Yeah, that's all people have, stories and just like and joking with each other, roasting each other, like just like with the cousins and everything, man. Just yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time. Well, hopefully you guys are surrounded by people you love, and if not, man, we'll be here. We'll see you next week for the New Year's episode. Thank y'all so much. Follow us, High Power Pod, on Instagram, and we're at highpowerpod.com for all the episodes, and we'll see you in 2026.
This podcast is brought to you by Alexis, the only AI device that keeps it real.
Alexis products is not responsible for feelings hurt by the realest robot alive.